Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology. We learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for joining with us today. Let's get started. I really wanted to take a quick second just to thank all of you who continually support and listen to James Miller Lifeology Radio. It has been such an exciting adventure for me. There are so many amazing things that are happening over here that I definitely want to share with you. So for the next few months, every person who signs up for my free newsletter will be entered into a drawing. In this monthly drawing, whomever wins will win a free 30-minute Skype call with me, James Miller. I will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. So go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and sign up for my free newsletter there. Who knows, maybe you will be the lucky winner. So sign up today. Did you know that on jamesmillerlifeology.com, you can enroll in the academy I created for listeners just like you? I've created courses you may take at your own pace, which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Enroll in one of the classes today. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to help you develop self-empowerment. I'll also be interviewing fitness expert and nutritionist Jennifer Cassetta, who shares her personal story of self-empowerment and how she inspires and transforms the lives of her clients. To find out more information about Jennifer, please visit jennifercassetta.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me on iHeartRadio, as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, such as iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. You all know me as a psychotherapist, but some of you may not yet know me as a composer. I currently have 2 albums which have been released. Think of both albums like books. Each original composition is written like a chapter in a book. The first album, Consolation, explores a character's grief and loss. And just like in any book, the story explores a character's heartache and eventually he finds healing and hope. The second album, Restoration, explores a character's personal development. He has an awakening, and in that awakening, he recognizes all the things in his life which aren't healthy, and it helps him come to a place of restoration, being restored to something greater than before. You may purchase both albums on iTunes or any other digital music store. The names of the albums are Consolation and Restoration, and my stage name is James S. Miller. The name of the piece you are currently hearing is from the second album, Restoration, entitled Introspection. Developing self-empowerment. We're all familiar with that word empowerment, but often we don't use it for our own life. The dictionary describes empowerment as the authority or power given to someone to do something, or the process of becoming stronger or more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. And in hearing that definition, you'll realize how intense that word is. And so when we correlate that to our own life, we often may realize that we're not as self-empowered as we think we are. As a child, when we grow up, circumstances often dictate how we see the world. Whatever those outcomes are often determines if we feel confident in what we're doing. As a child, we often do many different types of things. We play with our friends, we do silly things, and we don't really care what people think about us. But then as we grow older, we're all of a sudden much more aware and self-conscious of what other people think about us. And unfortunately, when that happens, things we want to do and try, we no longer do because we're fearful that we may look foolish or we may fail. So as a child, we will try everything we can think of. And as we grow older, it's almost like our life and our experiences funnel us down to who we are today. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when we're trying to do something new in our life, let's say you have a dream to maybe start your own business, or you want to become a parent, or you want to buy a new house, or you even want to try a new hobby, often our insecurities can get in the way and not allow us to fulfill that dream. The goal today is to help develop self-empowerment in you. When you look at other areas in your life, you're very successful. Sometimes people may say, well, James, I don't own my own business, or I'm not the CEO of a company, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. You're successful in your own way. It's important to really identify what is success. For some people, we think that success is simply how much money you have. And sure, that's a metric of success, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if that's your only measurement of success, then yes, you're going to feel as if you're not successful. If you're a parent, you have an amazing child, and you're very successful in raising that child. If you're conscious of your diet and exercise, you're successful there. If you bought a home, you're successful. If you rent a home, you're successful. Everything we do has an element of success to it. Now, it may not be this huge, glorious thing that everybody knows about, and maybe something smaller, but it still is a measurement of success. The reason why I say all that is when you look at all the successful things in your life, it causes you to stop and think and realize that you have so many more things going for you than you realize. And when that happens, it empowers you. It gives you confidence to realize that whatever it is you want to do next, it may be something new, but if you've done all these other things that were new and you were successful, then why in the world could you not do this new thing? It's wonderful to have people who can be supportive of us, but at the end of the day, it's only you who can take that step. It's only you who can determine your success. Allow your self-confidence to rise up. Allow yourself to encourage yourself to realize with all these other previous successful things you've done in the past or even currently have, there's no reason why you can't do this new thing. It's such an exciting time for you right now when you realize you're so much more empowered. You're giving yourself the authority. You're giving yourself the permission to be successful. This is the roadmap for change. The more empowered you are, the more successful you will be. When you realize that your insecurities are stopping you from even doing something in your everyday life, that is always going to hinder you from growing and developing in a way you've always wanted to. So my friends, today, you have so many successful things in your life. Use those as a launch pad to empower yourself. Give yourself permission. Give yourself the authority to change the things in your lives that you don't like. Today is a new day. It's a wonderful, exciting time for you. Give yourself permission to become empowered. A quick example of one of the courses you'll find in the Academy entitled, When All Hell Breaks Loose. We've all experienced those times when nothing seems to go right. This class will specifically train you how to process the event, regroup, and use what was thought as a stumbling block and turn it into a stepping stone. Enroll in the class today. Jennifer Cassetta is one of the top nationally recognized female self-defense experts who speaks to audiences around the country on empowerment, self-defense, and health and wellness. Equipped with her third-degree black belt and master's degree in nutrition, Jennifer has trained clientele that includes CEO, celebrities, royalty, and whole organizations. She is going to share her own inspirational story with us today. Welcome to my show, Jennifer.
Thanks so much, James. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited as well. I've never had a self-defense master on my show before, so I can't wait for you to share all the amazing things that you're doing to really inspire and empower the people around you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Now, you were not always a self-defense expert and a nutritionist, were you?
Well, no. A few years out of college without really a plan and didn't know what I wanted to do.
And that's what I was going to say, because I was reading about you and you had like a near-death experience, but on the heels of 9/11, there was something that happened in your life where you found that you really wanted to empower the people around you. Is that correct?
Yes, totally. So worked three blocks south of the World Trade Center. So on that bright, beautiful Tuesday morning, I went down to work and realized that I just entered what seemed like a war zone.
Oh my gosh.
It was really, really scary, obviously. And the first tower fell and I was pushed into this utility closet with about a dozen other people. And for the first time in my life, really felt like fear. Real fear.
Yeah.
Paralyzing fear.
I can't imagine. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But long story short, obviously I'm here and I was able to get out of there and kind of thrown into the dust of the day and made my way to my martial arts studio, not where I own it, but it was where I went to train in Hapkido, which is a Korean style martial art. And I had started there maybe just a few months before that. So when I finally got there that day, it just felt like a refuge, like a very safe place. Yeah. And then it became that for me for months afterwards. So I was out of a job except bartending till late at night to pay the bills. But in the meantime, I had all this time to really think and train. And I just loved what I was doing for my mind, body,
and spirit. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think that's some of the things where some people... of course, you have this wonderful opportunity, but I think that's where people can get stuck when we feel like we don't have choices. We feel like there are people and circumstances that are, I don't say controlling our lives, but are influencing our lives to such a degree that it really just literally beats us down. It's so important, I think, even as we start this interview, is for people to realize that there is a way out. There is something in your life where you can, even if it's a glimmer of hope, which can encourage you and which can start to be the seeds and the foundation for what anybody needs to change their life to become the person they've always wanted to be.
100%. And it usually does come from some kind of low or some unexpected event in your life that kind of leads you to another path.
Yes. And so when you were training for Hapkido and you were in your dojo, what happened then where you realized, okay, this is, I really want to make a change in my life? Because you were, was it like an event marketing? I think that's what you were doing before.
Yes.
Yeah. And then to transfer into this whole different version of who you are today. How did you make that intrinsic change?
You know, it's a process, and I was very young, but I just knew what I enjoyed doing, what felt good was training in martial arts. So I said, how can I make that a career or, you know, to spread those benefits with other people? So I, went and got a personal training certification, and this, gym manager in this little boutique gym in the West Village kind of took me under his wing and said, well, you could do this and you could do that. And I was like, okay, great. Sign me up. So I became a personal trainer.
That's
and
awesome.
For 1 year, just worked in the gym, and then kind of, again, by luck or whatever you want to call it, I got a private client that lived down in the Ritz-Carlton. And next thing you know, I'm building this private clientele of pretty VIP clients.
That's so neat.
In Lower Manhattan. Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
The serendipitous moments of, I mean, well, let me back up, because I think the whole thing is, once we're diligent and we're faithful to what's in front of us right this second, and really put our energy into it, really put our commitment to it, because sometimes we're like, oh, this is, not that you thought this, but some people can think, oh, this is beneath me, or this is this, or this is that. And we don't truly understand the foundational pieces of what our future may look like. When we don't fully engage in it, we can sometimes miss that destiny. So for you, you took each step at a time. You, what can you do with your martial arts? And then you met this person, and then you're a personal trainer, and then you got this client who miraculously lived in the Ritz-Carlton. And then all of a sudden you have all these people. So I guess I'm just excited for you, because I love to hear how each step fits together. Like, you know, sometimes think of our life as a jigsaw puzzle. Every puzzle piece goes together to create the beautiful tapestry of that big picture of our life. And so I really want my listeners to hear that every single thing is an integral lesson, an integral part of how we move to the next step in our life.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how you put that, a tapestry. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's true. And then so from there, then you went and you studied nutrition, right?
That is correct. So obviously knowing that nutrition is a major piece.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
To health. I would say it's the most important, because we're putting things inside our body 3 times a day at least, right? Mm-hmm. That fuel us. So, and I had always grown up with my father, who had really been into nutrition from an early age. So, yeah, it was wonderful. Not growing up, because I was like the kid with no junk food in the house.
No. But, I'm sure, yeah.
But as an adult, you know, I got to appreciate that. And then so I did Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and then years later went back to school for my master's degree in nutrition.
Wow. And how have you found that that's really holistically helped not only you, but also help you really inspire the people and really change the people's lives around you?
Oh gosh. I mean, nutrition, just in general with nutrition, you mean?
Oh, just in all things, you know, when it comes to inspiring in self-defense, when it comes to personal training, when it comes to all that. And that's one of the things I like about you. Your tagline is a holistic approach that you have for people. So I'm sure you inspire so many people in everything that you do.
Thank you. Well, I came to, in the last couple of years, I came to my mission statement, which is really keeping people strong, safe, and sexy. And that means strong both mentally and physically. Thanks. Safe from potential predators, assault, that kind of stuff, but also safe from the inside out. So when I talk nutrition, it's more about prevention and long-term wellness. And then sexy, again, is, to me, it's confidence.
Yes.
Right? It has nothing to do with the outward appearance.
Sure, the objectification of it, yeah.
Right. It's all about what radiates from within.
Yes. And that's true, because once you feel it internally, we definitely represent that externally as well.
Right. Right.
Now, you then moved to Los Angeles. So you were in New York. And then how did you come about with this transition to Los Angeles?
To be quite honest with you, there was a really bad breakup in New York, and, you know, 3,000 miles away just sounded really good.
Jennifer, I've been there before, I'm not going to lie. My listeners don't know that, but I've been there as well. So we all understand that.
Yeah. I mean, I also came out to visit a friend and stayed and wound up staying here for like 6 weeks a year before I moved, and thought, wow, I can really live this kind of lifestyle by the beach and the sunshine and be outdoors and hiking, versus in and out of the subways. And, you know, I was just feeling my time in New York. I felt a little run down.
Yeah. But if I can reflect back at this, because I don't know why I keep going back to this, but the whole aspect of had already gone out to Los Angeles. And so it was a possibility for you. You didn't think anything more about it until this breakup. And so once again, another puzzle piece of your life was now put into place And so now that's transformed you into an even more realized version or a more advanced person or augmented person of who you were from New York City. You can take all that together. So what was once a very painful breakup, which is at that time was a stumbling block, then turned into a stepping stone.
Totally. And if listeners out there, if you're kind of going through the same thing, know that it took me 1 year. So I didn't just like haphazardly just take my stuff and drive cross country. I took a year and planned it and saved money and, you know, and I did it. And it was the best decision I ever made.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you created your corporate wellness program as well, right? From that time?
Sure. So yeah. So in the last 7-8 years that I've lived out here, I've done numerous different things. It kind of feels like my career just blossomed. It opened up into, you know, not just this one-on-one training, but I got to reach many different people through many different consulting gigs. And one of those is working in corporations through wellness programs.
And now help my listeners understand what that means, because I know some people have different versions of wellness programs and some work really well. And unfortunately, some aren't as long lasting. How is yours different from other programs?
It's hard to answer that so succinctly because I have offered different things for different businesses.
Sense.
So right now I'm actually focused on offering, there's a lot of companies out there that are have women's leadership groups or programs or special programming for women's leadership. Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm focused on right now.
Oh, okay.
Just, it lights me up. I love it. I with the self-defense, especially, I think it speaks to women's empowerment. Mm-hmm. In many different ways. It's not just about physically defending yourself, but I say it's learning how to take a stand for yourself and other women from the streets to the boardroom.
Wow. I like the whole gamut.
The whole gamut, right. So when you're building that inner confidence and empowering yourself, right? I don't empower others. They empower themselves. Mm-hmm. Then you're able to really take on any challenge, right?
Yeah. Can you give me any examples of some wonderful feedback you've gotten from some of your clients?
Sure.
I'm totally putting you on the spot here.
I know. It's all good. Are you talking corporate or
just
or,
either one? I think because you have done so much. I mean, if you just want to paraphrase what it is, that's totally fine.
Sure. I mean, my greatest experience working one-on-one with a client was with this international businessman. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name names or anything, but I basically traveled with him on and off for a year and a half all around the world. So, I mean, China, Africa, all over Europe and Brazil and here in the States. And he brought me into the fold of his family, of his business associates. And to me, that was the greatest compliment because I didn't just feel like his trainer.
Correct.
You know, I felt like a part of the family and he treated me like part of the family, which again, to me, it wasn't a said thing, but the way it was, you know, the way he treated me was the greatest compliment.
And in doing that, that really solidified your value as far as you're not just a trainer. You are someone who truly intrinsically wants to help people, wants to see them change, wants to see them reach their highest potential. So I can see how that would be an amazing compliment or amazing gift for you as this person really brought you into your family because you brought so much more than simply the services that you provided.
Absolutely. And he's, you know, traveling around the world, like I said, meeting with a king of,
oh my goodness,
you know, and all of a sudden I'm meeting this king, you know?
that's quite interesting. I mean, what do you even do? We don't have a baseline for that.
My God. I mean, people ask me afterwards, did you curtsy? And I was like, curtsy? Was I supposed to? I don't even know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would be really uncertain about that one as well. It's funny.
Yeah. I have a lot of good stories from that time in my life.
I'm sure. Do you ever reflect on where you were versus where you are today? That's one of the questions I love to ask my guests, you know, in the sense of if, obviously not to reflect necessarily on the 9/11 experience, but where you were prior to that, to all of a sudden who you are today?
All the time, James.
Yeah.
All the time. And mostly I do that when I'm feeling bad about myself, vulnerable, you know, all the feelings that we get, the little voice in our head that comes up, you know, I try to explain to my clients, like it never goes away. Mm-hmm. You're just able to hear it and move on and master it versus just like letting it rule your life.
Yeah.
But I have to remind myself and go back and say, like, for the last 17 years, I've been, you know, working towards these goals and okay, maybe I'm not where I want to be or thought I would be by now. But I've come a long way.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I think that's the thing, you know, when we're younger, even I guess even now, we have these ideal expectations of where we want to go. And sometimes I think for my listeners, for myself, maybe even for you, I won't speak for you, but sometimes when we have these ideal expectations and then those ideal expectations keep moving farther and farther away from us, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm not there. But when we really stop and say, wait a minute, look at my life right now. Look literally what I'm doing. I just met a king. You know, I just, you know, my show, yeah, I mean, so many things. I can say things about me. You know, my listeners can probably say many things about them. When we really stop and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea that my life was going to go this direction. And for some people that can go on the negative or the flip side as well to say a direction that was maybe divergent from the path I really originally intended, but you can simply turn around or you can simply shift or pivot and move in that direction. So regardless if we're too far away, which is simply is a thought away, a change away, where for any of us who are working towards, or for the majority of us who are working towards our goals, we have come so much farther than what we expected or what we even knew. We just simply have to stop and really, really analyze then versus now, because we're not the same person at all.
Right. I mean, life experience counts for so much. I think it's, especially as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure a lot of you out there can relate to this. It's like, sometimes we're just looking at our bank account or our clients or, you know, and all the external stuff and putting our worth, self-worth on that. Yes. And I'm guilty of it too.
I've done that too, of course.
Yeah. So reflecting on the good stuff is always great.
Yeah. And, but I think also maybe to piggyback off that is to really change up your metric of success. For many people, it's financial, which is absolutely wonderful. Nothing wrong with that. But other people, we also need to look at different things like quality of life, the wonderful success stories that you may have or other people may have, how we're giving back to our community, just that simple joy of life itself. And so it's when we really expand our version of what success is, or version of fulfillment or contentment, that is priceless. You know, for you to be in Los Angeles and to be by the beach. Like for me, I moved down to Florida from Washington, D.C. I live a block from the ocean. You know, so for me, I did kind of the same thing as you as far as moving from a place which worked at one time. But then as we grow and develop, what once worked no longer works. And if we stay in that environment, we will then become stagnant. We'll not be able to reach our highest potential. So it is so important to look at some of those wonderful things. You have the beach. I have the beach. So simple things like that. I love at any time I can just, you know, walk across the street or walk across the block and there I am. So that's wonderful. So, I mean, I really think it's important for all of us to really reflect on all those amazing things that are in our life that we may potentially take for granted.
Yes, exactly. I just got a new kitten and it made me so happy.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. Yeah, the people who've listened to me know about my dog, my little dog, Bosley. I love him so much. He's my best friend. So it's wonderful. I mean, those small little things, I mean, they just literally warm our heart. So what else is in store for you, Jennifer?
I am working, a few different things. So I am actually, I'm not sure if I should say it yet.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Well, there's one project that I probably won't say yet until I really get it more solidified. But I am about to launch some group coaching, online group coaching programs, so I can work with people all around the world. So that's a big shift for me. Yeah, I'm really excited about it because after being on the TV show a year and a half ago, My Diet is Better Than Yours, I connected online with so many people because of that show and that experience. And I really have been meaning to, you know, give people a platform to work with me.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just excited about that. That'll be happening very soon.
Well, once again, and I don't know why I keep talking about this, but you went from one place. Now you went from the East Coast to the West Coast. And now you're conquering the world. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah. Now you've written a few books, and I'll definitely let you when we wrap up here, I'll let my listeners go to your site and see all the amazing things that you're doing. I know you've done some self-defense DVDs as well, and so you really help empower so many people. And you don't specifically just work with women; you work obviously with men as well.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, that's wonderful. That's one thing, my listeners, I really want you to hear, is that Jennifer's available to work with you in many different ways. Now we're hearing more about this global group thing that she's doing. So I really want my listeners to reach out to Jennifer, to work with her, and to help her just simply transform your life.
Awesome.
Well, Jennifer, it's been an absolute pleasure having you be on my show today. Now, where may my listeners find out more information about you, about your books, about your DVDs, and all the amazing things that you're doing?
Sure. Simply, you can go to jennifercassetta.com. Social media, I'm very good with Instagram, not so much Twitter, and that's Jen Cassetta, two N's, two S's, two T's.
Perfect. Yes. So I'll spell your name, C-A-S-S-E-T-T-A.
That is correct.
Perfect. Well, Jennifer, thank you once again for being a guest on my show. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you and talking with you and hearing about all your amazing success. So thank you once again for your time.
Thank you, James. And thanks to everybody out there that's listening.
I also want to thank you, my listener, for joining with me today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with me. Also, please go to my website where you may sign up for my newsletter, enroll in the Lifeology Academy, watch my YouTube episodes, and read all the articles I've written just for you. If you'd like to become a guest or advertise on my show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. You may also follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking with you very soon.